Welcome to the tax update for the week beginning 9th December. We've just had the autumn statement delivered on the 5th of September, and this week, not surprisingly, we've got quite a bit of content on this. As usual, this podcast is accompanied by detailed notes, and the notes themselves contain additional links to the original material should you wish to do other research. We begin with some bad news, particularly for Mr. Anthony Bosher, who had successfully appealed to the first-year tribunal that the CIS penalties imposed on him for late filing of his monthly return were disproportionate and unfair, and the first-year tribunal had listened favourably to him and reduced the penalties considerably. But the upper tribunal ruled that the first-year tribunal had no jurisdiction to do this, and that the proper recourse where there is a feeling of unfairness or a feeling that the penalties are disproportionate is judicial review. And of course, the upper tribunal had to take the view that judicial review is an adequate recourse giving access to justice. They live in cloud cuckoo land. Judicial review is an expensive route available only to the rich, and the prospect of success and overcoming the Wednesbury principle, which demands that the decision must be so unreasonable that no reasonable person could have made it, means that a taxpayer's prospect of success at judicial review against a revenue decision is very low indeed. So the world's a tough place, and Mr. Bosher learnt that because the penalties were reinstated and he's now at the mercy of HMRC to exercise their discretion. I do question whether the autumn statement, it seems to me almost winter, particularly as it was snowing on the 5th of December, is long past its sell-by date and that this theatre of politics should stop. But in reality, even though this autumn statement served no real useful purpose other than to give the opportunity to the Chancellor to get in his hind legs and talk for 50 minutes, it's going to continue. Everything that was in the autumn statement had actually been previewed, and part of the podcast was written beforehand predicting what would be in it, and without exception, the predictions were correct. That really leads to the autumn statement, and at 130 pages, we've got a speech that took 50 minutes to deliver, and it's accompanied by various announcements, most of the reliefs starting from April 2015, such as the National Insurance Holiday for young people under 21, and the Married Couples Allowance to be introduced from April 2015. The detail is likely to be in the draft finance bill clauses, which will be published on 10th December, and I hope I'll have the opportunity of summarising any interesting points from these. The rates of personal tax stayed the same, but personal allowances will increase from 9,440 to 10,000, and the basic rate band has narrowed from 32,010 to 31,865. We've also got increased tax-free savings in your ISA, up from 11,520 to 11,880, and the fuel benefit charge, which only a mug would now incur because it's so uneconomic unless you have exceptionally high private mileage, about over 35,000 miles a year, has increased from 21,100 to 21,700. HMRC also published its VAT tax gap for 2012-13, which it estimates at 12.9 billion or some 11.4% of the total VAT yield. And finally, definitely worth a read, HMRC published Agent Update Edition 39, which at 11 pages has got a lot of useful links to useful information, and agents should definitely read the parts that are of interest to them for their clients and in practice. Thanks for listening.